Portia Stewart is might be the breakout star right now for Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, my vote.
Good morning, Portia.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing fine.
Yes, you are. Yes, Lord.
Oh, what is that about?
Well, we saw you at the game in Birmingham. You did the national anthem.
The national
anthem. Yes.
And the mic went out.
And the mic went out.
Twice.
It did. It was trying to hate on me.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You did that fine. That's
but I still took you to church a little bit on the end.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, fine singer. Fine singer you are.
Very fine.
Oh, thank you.
And you're recently married to
Cordell Stewart. Yeah, we got married May 21st, 2011.
All right.
Yeah.
And you have a new little slash?
Yes, we do. His name is Sire. He's 9 years old. He's Cordell's son. So I take him as my own.
Yeah. So how did you all meet?
We actually met here in Atlanta. My girlfriend Jamie had a birthday party, and it was at a place called Lucky. And I met him there. He was staring me down. He claimed he wasn't staring at me, but he was. He says I was looking at him, but there was a TV above his head, see? And so anyway, he ended up playing Shy Guy and had his friend come talk to me. And he got my number, and he was looking me all deep in my eyes and said, call me when you get home after the club, you know. And I'm like, look, I got hair mama. I think I can get home a mom. But anyhow, I called him, and the rest was history. I mean, we went to dinner, and he was just
And your
so
family
intense.
Was very excited that you were dating Cordell Stewart, huh?
They, you know, the women of my family, they didn't know who he was. He came to a family event, and my uncle was taking a lot of pictures of him.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, my brother was like, Push, I used to play him on the video game all the time. And so it was pretty exciting once they found out.
When you said 265 days a year, ooh.
Last night.
You know what I really meant? I really meant 465 days a year. No, I'm joking. No, I was nervous. That's my first time meeting Cynthia and Nene, and I've always loved Cynthia and Nene as well. So it was just nerve-wracking.
And how are you feeling about Kenya?
Kenya, you know what? When my expectations before I met her was that she was going to be such a lady, so classy. You know, I was a little bitty girl when she won. So I really looked up to this lady, and I was looking forward to meeting her.
How old is
I was disappointed.
Good one, Portia. Oh. Good one,
Portia.
All right.
Hey, you
keep
like
it
that?
Going, don't you?
I like that. Got it in there.
That's very cool.
So, but, you know, everybody has, you know, I had a path to get to where I am today, and she had a path. Unfortunately, hers just, you know, made her bitter in the end. And you know, I wish her well, though.
If you had to vote somebody off, who would it be?
Would it be Kenya?
Is that a question? What y'all think? Y'all take a poll in
no,
there.
No, we're asking you. Come on.
Oh, I guarantee you, it's Kenya. I don't vote her off the planet Earth. I just vote her just away from me, okay?
Away from you. Not off the planet, just away from
just
you.
Just away from me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So I gather we can expect a lot more of that coming up for the rest of the season, huh?
You know, you have to stay tuned for sure. I mean, like I said, these are real-life women relationships. A lot of us, I was introduced to some people, and it didn't work out at all, and some ended up well, some ended up not forming a relationship at all and probably will
and
never
when the fine
have a
go at it,
I think we know which one that is.
I say tune in, but it's going to be a heck of a season. You are definitely going to enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That looks fine. Damn,
thank
no.
Don't you love it, player?
Don't you just love it?
The fine.
Hey, I'm Atlanta Peach, born and raised. You know how we are. We fine down here with cornbread.